Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Christ in You, the Hope of Glory, Already in Progress.
What would you do if you had to really go to war? How would you fight? Have you got a gun? Are you ready to fight? I hope you are. But I hope you know how to pray, the main thing. But I don't know what's going to happen in America, but anything could happen in America. You know, I mean, the guys and girls around here, we have problems. Somebody does something, or I say something I shouldn't, and one of the girls falls to tears, you know, and finally I've just got down to the point where I said, just get over it. Amen. Get over it. If all you can do is bubble in your tears, then go somewhere else, but get over it. You never had to fight in your life. You never had a gun. You never had a, nobody put a gun right in your butt and your back and say, I'm going to kill you. You know, you never fought a battle in your life. You don't have any idea what it's be like. You just don't know how lucky you are. I was talking to another friend of mine a while ago, and he said, Thurman, we love coming to church here. And he said, I'm going to tell you why I love coming to church here. Because I met a man that's totally sold out to Jesus Christ. And that blessed my soul. That this man that goes to church here, so he loves to go to church here because he met a man that totally sold out to Jesus Christ. Are we sold out to Jesus Christ? This ain't just supposed to be the pastor. This is supposed to be everybody. If you go to this church, you need to be a believing believer. I mean a believing believer, and you need to not be ashamed that you're a believing believer. You know, you need to let people know, I am a son or a daughter of God. I'm going to walk in obedience to God's word. I'll pray for anything. I don't care whether you're laying down, standing up, or whatever. I don't care where you are. I will pray for you, and then I'm believing God's going to do something. And then all I can say is, we got too many men, especially men. I'm going to really be on the men today. We got too many men that are a bunch of wimps. I have no respect for you if you call yourself a man and you've brought children into the world and you're not supporting that wife and those children. You're not taking good care of them. You're not bringing them to church. There's no option. You find yourself a good place to go to church, and then if you have to drag them to get them in the car, you bring them to church. And if you ain't doing that, you ain't the man God wants you to be. Amen. You're to be the spiritual head of your house. And if you ain't doing it, I would not want to be in your shoes one day when the king, he's going to judge you. You know, I don't care what anybody says, he's going to judge you. He may be a great and awesome God, but let me tell you what, I was reading in the book of Revelation the other day and it kind of scared me again. Every time I read the book of Revelation, it scares me again. He says, I give you time to repent of your evil. I mean, he names them, doesn't he, Miss Jackie? Your whoremongers, your lying, your thefts, your adultery. I give you time to repent, and you would not. So because you would not repent of your sin, I'm going to throw you into a sick bed, and I'm going to kill your children with death. That's what's written. Is that what's written? Yes. Well, let me tell you what. You better make sure that you've got your act straightened up. You better make sure if you got any sin in your life, you've repented. And it wouldn't be a bad deal to fall on your knees and say, God, I repent of everything I've ever done wrong. I don't want nothing wrong in my life, especially if I'm the daddy of this family. If I'm a father of this family, I want to make sure that I'm walking in obedience to your word, make sure I'm walking in love, make sure that I'm doing everything right. Because I don't want to be judged by God. But he's going to judge every father, every man that's been out here with what's going on in the world today. He's going to judge people. And let me just ask you men a question. You men that have been coming here and heard me teaching things about, you know how God will discipline you if you get out of your love walk? Did I hear you say something nice?
I'm laughing because I told you a story.
Now then, guys, you really don't think God would do something like that. Do you, Max?
I know he will.
Oh, you know he will. Why do you know he will? Because you heard me tell stories about me?
I heard you tell a story about you, or you tell a story about you, but I told you a story about me.
You mean he will do the same thing to you, Max, as he does to me?
He did.
In other words, when God says, don't get out of your love walk, he meant pray and then don't get out of your love walk, didn't he? Because I've been there and done that and got out of my love walk. And guess what? Now I know what Dave says when Dave gets a spanking. And he gets one every once in a while, just like I do. When he gets a spanking, if I go in and he says, pray for me, Pastor. I said, okay, what's going on? He said, well, I'm here to let you know that I'm being disciplined by God. So at least I know he still loves me. Because the scripture says God loves those, or he disciplines those he loves. Amen. So he said, I know I'm being judged. Now then, every one of us, unfortunately, have been through that. I've been through it, you've been through it. But it's time we change. Lord, help me to walk holy and obedient to your word. Help me to pray the prayer of faith. You really have no idea, and I don't even have any idea how many people that I prayed for while I was at SkyShift and Marriott and Cater Air, and how many people all over this world that I prayed for and that I met, that I stood on God's word, not ashamed of nothing. I was laughed at, made fun of, everything. Did I care?
No.
No.
Not at all.
I work for the King.
Amen.
I work for the King.
Amen.
I know who he is. And he knows who I am. And because I am not ashamed of him, because I will pray for anybody at any time for anything, he shows up and answers those prayers, doesn't he? But he needs to be answering yours too, Franz.
He has,
praise God. I don't know what we're going to do. We've reached a point in history that the scripture said we're calling that which is evil good. We're all messed up. You know, the other day, a lady came up and she was having all kinds of trouble with one or two of her children. And she says, you know, there's not anything I can do. I looked at her and I told her, I said, I thought you told me you were a Christian. She said, well, I am. I said, don't never let me hear you say there ain't nothing I can do as a Christian. As a Christian, with all power and all authority, what can you do?
All things.
You don't believe that. That's the problem with you and me. We don't believe, behold, I give unto you power to trample on the devil and his demons. All power is given to you over them, and they shall in no wise hurt you. We don't believe that, do we, Max?
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do? Praise God. But there was a day when you didn't. And there was a day when I didn't. But let me tell you what, we're going to have to remember who we are. We're going to have to remember that whenever somebody does what is going on in America today, and they're doing everything they can to destroy America, you're going to have to remember how to pray. I remember when I didn't know these kind of things, when I went to a meeting in Dallas, actually it was in Irving, and there was a little short preacher about this tall preaching down there in that church that day, and he was preaching about our spiritual authority. Okay, now I didn't know anything about my spiritual authority, so I went to that meeting, and it's a big church. It was four or five times as big as this one, at least four or five times as big. But he was up there teaching about our spiritual authority, and I'm sitting way back in the back. I'm kind of like you was, Kim. I was sitting in the back so if something was crazy, I could get out of this place. So anyway, I was back there in the back, and this guy was preaching on our spiritual authority, and all of a sudden, from where I was to over here on a couple of rows over, a guy jumps up and starts running down the hallway, aisle of that church, screaming, "I'm going to kill you!" Now, I'd never seen anything like that in a Baptist church. Never seen anything like that, so I have no idea. And I'm just about ready to punch out, you know. I mean, I'm petrified. And so anyway, I'm sitting back there watching this guy, and he's running, and he runs faster and faster. And this guy's a whole lot bigger than the little preacher up there on the platform. And this little preacher, he's just standing there watching this guy run. And I'm sitting back there thinking, "You idiot, run. Run." No, this guy knew who he was. I didn't know who I was. He knew who he was. But anyway, as he was running down the hall, he got probably as close as here to the camera back there. And all of a sudden, this little guy just stepped off of the platform and stepped down a couple of licks and throwed his hand up like this. He said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, angels, put him on the floor." And that guy, right before my very eyes, I watched this guy go down on his face. I watched his face hit the floor on the carpet and rub on the floor. And I watched his hands go up behind him like this. And he's laying flat on his stomach on his face on the floor with both hands straight up like somebody's holding him down.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return in our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Christ in You, the Hope of Glory, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website, www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.